Now on Monday, the government announced it will not compensate an individual company that suffered financial losses during the four-day internet shutdown. Information and National Guidance Minister Dr. Chris Bariumansi told the press that any losses incurred between January 13th to 18th should be accepted as a sacrifice for national peace. Dr. Bariumansi's remarks were shortly after the Uganda Communications Commission issued a statement confirming that internet services switched off January 13th and partially restored on January 18th had now been fully reinstated. For 4 days, Ugandans were left high and dry, unable to access mobile internet. Social media platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook and YouTube were out of bounds. SIM card registration was halted and digital financial services ground to a halt. Mobile money transactions, the lifeblood of Uganda's cash-lit economy, were among the hardest hits.